Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Mike Diamond, who is Chief Revenue Officer at MyTech. Hi, Mike. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Karen. Glad to be here.
So when I think of MyTech, I think of the technology that lets me take a picture of my check with my iPhone and have it instantly and magically deposited into my bank account. So with that, what is MyTech's relevance in the enterprise payment space?
Well, I think that you've said it better than I could, Karen. That's exactly what we're known for, because we in effect invented this technology and the whole concept of depositing a check by using your mobile device. We're about driving friction out of the mobile channel and using the camera to do that. There are a number of ways that phones and tablets are limiting. We were just talking about the back and forth between, is it too small, is it too big, and so on and so forth. But there are other ways in which these devices are incredibly liberating. And one of them, the one that we're passionate about, is the existence of a camera. And so we've been focusing on a few things in the payment space, specifically enabling people to deposit checks, enabling merchants to accept checks, enabling people to use our technology to automatically enroll themselves into electronic forms of payment. If you think about the push towards paperless billing and getting the proper credentials associated with somebody's bank account for ACH auto debit or for getting somebody's debit card or credit card as a payment instrument, the camera is a great way to upload that information for fast payment credentials and fast payments. And so we've been involved for quite a while, and that's our focus, is all around how the camera can drive friction out of the mobile process.
Gotcha. So your end user is the consumer, but there's obviously an awful lot of stuff that happens between MyTech and the biller, or MyTech and the bank, or MyTech and, you know, fill in the blank, other enterprise, in order to actually enable that delightful consumer experience.
Sure. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I would say that our technology is used by billers and commercial enterprises alike, but we come to it from the retail channel. And that's been a huge advantage for us, because we have the thinking of the individual consumer in the forefront of what we're developing. So, case in point, somebody wants to pay a bill with their cable provider. We have a capability where a cable provider can enable somebody to take a picture of their paper coupon and enroll and get into login into the provider's bill payment flow. And pay their bill online, and they can continue to pay, and they can pay the bill taking a picture of a blank check or a credit card or whatnot. So in that case, we're actually talking to a consumer via a huge national biller. In other cases, we have consumers depositing checks through their retail financial institution, and just about, if you name any retail financial institution who's providing this, they're ultimately using MyTech's technology. But then in another case, we'll have a corporation with far-flung mobile employees who are accepting payment from their customers, who might also be businesses, and depositing payment using our technology that way. So I would say that, you know, we kind of cross a lot of different boundaries in terms of business, corporate, and so forth. But it's a really good thing to approach it from the simple perspective of how do people, you and I, how do we interact with this mobile device? Oftentimes I'll look around a restaurant or a shopping mall, wherever I am, and I'll ask myself, well, how would these people actually use their camera to take a picture of a driver's license, of a bill, of a credit card, of a check, whatever it happens to be? How would they do that? And in this environment, in this restaurant, in the shopping mall, wherever they happen to be. And those are good things to be thinking about.
So what are some of the most unusual use cases that companies have come to you and ask you to solve on their behalf. Because ultimately, I mean, you make the point that, you know, you try to understand the friction from the consumer point of view, but obviously that friction, you know, sort of works its way uphill or downhill, depending upon what direction you're standing, because the company has a problem that they're trying to solve on behalf of that consumer. What are some of the more unusual ones?
Well, I think a good example would be, and I love the headline. It was a Forbes article just about can't be more than like 4 weeks ago. And the title was Beer, Hot Dogs, and Credit Card Apps. And it was at Target Field in Minneapolis, where U.S. Bank has a kiosk to sign people up for an affinity Minnesota Twins credit card issued by U.S. Bank. And all of us have been to ball stadiums and airports and just about anywhere. You can't miss these people who are trying to sign you up for different things. In this case, however, they were having, as I think all the issuers experience, they're having issues with the accuracy of the data that's getting put in. In this case, they had tablets and people were kind of poking their info in with an index finger and making mistakes and all the rest of it. So they utilize our technology to take a picture of people's driver's license. And so what MyTech does is we correct for all the problems associated with reflectivity and skew and warp and shadowing and all sorts of problems that exist in every one of the pictures that we take. And we correct for all that and we extract data off of there and automatically fill in the detail and move the customer through the process a lot faster. So the cool thing there is you got somebody standing in a baseball stadium, you know, with a beer in one hand and handing their driver's license over. And what was happening is the bank was getting a higher degree of completed applications that made their way through the authentication process and led to an actual issued card. And I think that there's a positive selection concept in there where when people are giving their actual information instead of spoofing the system so they can get a free beach towel, you know, I think that then we, you know, right away, the quality of the customers who are coming forth goes up right away. And there's numerous other kind of interesting examples. And frankly, we don't have a meeting where somebody doesn't go get all excited and say, oh, you know, can you take a picture of this and get all sorts of, you know, I've heard all sorts of just wild and crazy ideas out there. There's a ton of things you can do with the camera. It's a really exciting place to be.
So what are the things that have to be present in order for your technology to work? Obviously, the camera and the phone. But, you know, I think about the use case of taking a picture of a check and having that deposited. But, of course, once I do that, you know, once I do that with a biller coupon and I have that automatically enrolled with my online bill pay, you have to always be thinking about different use cases for the camera, phone, and then another physical document. What are some of the other physical documents that you look at to really get your technology revved up outside of just the typical use cases?
Sure. That's a great question. And I think it leads us to one of the kind of fascinating new chapters in mobile imaging as it relates to the financial services industry, which is account opening. Collectively in the industry, we've not done a great job of driving organic revenue growth in the bank market. Most technologies have been all about, you know, efficiencies and cutting costs and so on and so forth. But getting people through the rather complex and friction-filled sign-up flow is significant. So one of the things that we're noticing, and one of the issues is that there's different processes for different types of loan applications, for different type of accounts that are being opened. And so there's a need for trailing documents that's part of the workflow of a normal account opening. So we have this capability where you can hover your phone over a check or a bill or a payment instrument or whatnot, and we automatically, you know, immediately look for the four corners and automatically grab the picture, take over the video thing, and give the user some real time feedback. Well, the way that dovetails into what you're asking about is, well, why does that person have to be a consumer in the first place? Why can't they be a bank employee who's holding a tablet and standing in their branch and working with a consumer? And why can't they, if they need a picture of a utility bill to verify address, if they need a picture of a W-2 to verify income, why can't they just take that right there using that same auto capture concept And why can't they show the customer there, this is what I'm using, and this is how you can use it, so that you can use our mobile channel, which, by the way, we all know is lower cost when you go to deposit checks and so forth in the future.
So I think, you know, what's so fascinating is that you do really bring both sides of the payments perspective to the problem set. So you're looking at the enterprise side, you're looking at the consumer side, and you're really trying to engineer solutions around mobile imaging that solve for those enterprise problems around payment, certainly first and foremost. What are some of the business-to-business applications that you can imagine coming out of some of the things that you've talked to clients about or brainstormed about in some of your planning sessions?
Yeah, I think I think there's an interesting sort of state of affairs or inertia, if you will, about processes that we have in terms of collecting payment out in the field. A lot of our workforce is mobile, and here I'm saying actually mobile. You know, not using the technical phrase term.
Right.
Right. You know, that does have other connotations. The word didn't just spring up when cell phones were invented. So anyway, when you look at the number of banks and the supporting industry with, you know, flatbed scanners and folks coming back with checks and payment information and invoices and paper documents, and they're getting and they're feeding them into the flatbed scanner back in the office, or you know, even worse, and very, very common, somebody's driving off to the bank branch to go talk to the bank. I mean, that's really, you know, the technology is there to not have to do that anymore. The tablets, the phones in the cars, you know, it was interesting. Quick story: one of our customers has a huge mobile workforce. They're calling upon other businesses, and the other businesses are writing them checks. So they walk in the door, and the customer writes them a check, pays an invoice. And what they started to do is take pictures of the checks using our technology. They noticed something interesting. First of all, they told the drivers, take a picture of the check and then keep it for like 30 days, which you know, would be painful, I'm sure. And then the technology worked so great, and they were so pleased with it. They said, you know what, take a picture of the check, and then you can just destroy the check in place, just right there, just rip it up. And when the shopkeepers were seeing the drivers come in with the mobile phone to take pictures of checks, they started to, you could tell they were saying to themselves, I actually better write them a good check as opposed to the check, right? Like, oh, you're taking a picture of it with your phone. Oh, I meant to write from this account. I didn't mean that account. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, like their DSO numbers improved, and their, the quality of their accounts receivable improved, and the whole thing was really interesting. That's the thing that's really magical about the camera, is that you can approach it from a very human place, and it's not just about bits and bytes. It's about people and doing really cool things, and the people who use it love it. You know, it's like, it's a blast to take a picture of something and watch this work. It's like, to a lot of people, it's like black magic. They can't even figure out how the heck it happened in the first place, and it makes. It makes banks and companies look like they're with it and they're in the 21st century instead of some other previous century.
Well, it's the use case that you talked about with the mobile workforce, that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I chuckled when you said, you know, I have to write a good check. It, you know, you sort of ended the check is in the mail saga, which is often what you know, salespeople in the mobile workforce really have to contend with. But it's an interesting way to solve, you know, to solve those problems, and to do it without having to equip the salespeople with other stuff. It's an app on the phone, and it's easy to use.
That's right. You know, it doesn't take much to it doesn't take much to put a $200 Android tablet in the hands of a lot of people in a workforce,
right.
and really incredibly effective.
Yep. Well, Mike, it's been great to get caught up on some of the things that MyTech is doing, just broadly speaking, but certainly some of the interesting ideas that you have for solving the enterprise payments problem, and we look forward to hearing more about that soon when we see each other in New York in October. So thanks again for joining me, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Karen.